You're listening to SBS News.
For nearly 2 years, the drought has taken a toll on farmers. Gavin Moore's dam is drying up and he no longer has enough water to run his dairy farm.
We're actually buying in a load of water a week, so 15,000 litres of fresh water every week, just to continue to provide high quality milk to Country Valley and to the consumers in the Sydney market.
Now the drought that has impacted the bush for years is hitting the city. From Saturday the 1st of June, Sydney residents will face stage one water restrictions for the first time in a decade. That means no hosing of hard surfaces, no sprinklers, and restricted times to water your garden. One resident says while it's a small inconvenience, it'll be worth it in the long run.
It is for our own benefit anyway. Look at this beautiful green. Eventually we'll all die if we don't have water. So I'm very happy about that.
Water restrictions are already a reality for people in parts of New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria. Now Sydney's main water supply is at alarmingly low levels. Warragamba Dam, southwest of Sydney, is sitting at just 53%. This time last year, it was at 73%. Dr. Andrew Watkins from the Bureau of Meteorology says there appears to be little relief ahead in the coming months.
Much of eastern Australia is actually looking quite dry. Again, 70% up to 80% chance of drier than average conditions for eastern Australia, as well as down along the southwest WA coast.
Authorities are hopeful the water restrictions will make a difference. Catherine Port from Sydney Water says people need to be aware and pitch in.
Around 30% of residential household use is used outdoors, so clearly there's a big part to play for restrictions there, and it will help halt the rate of dam decline.
Residents who fail to comply with the restrictions could face fines. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.